This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, episode 211. We're starting a brand new franchise, Resident Evil from 2002. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is...
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, Nate, this is it. This is a brand new franchise. I know you saw this, so let's get to the question. How long has it been since you've seen Resident Evil?
Well, it's been a while, because when I was actually watching it, I was like, I remember the movie, because I've seen it a lot of times, but I was like, it's been a while. So I'm going to say it's been at least... I got that 4K set, never watched it. At least 6 to 7 years since I've seen it. It's been a minute.
Yeah, so the last time I seen it is when I got the set. Like, other than that, like, if you could ask me before the set, I will say a long time ago. But when I purchased the 4K set, that's when I did the whole watch through of the movies. But other
now,
than
did
that...
Did you see this in the theater when it came out in 2002?
I saw it twice in the theater,
I did not see it in the theater. I saw this... The first time I watched this was 2002. I was 15. So I couldn't even go to the, I couldn't even get a ticket to this movie. My cousin rented it and we watched it at his house. So I saw it on DVD was the first time I ever watched it. So
I saw this movie twice in the theater. Okay. And it was because I just like I fell in love with her. I was just like, oh my God, she's beautiful, blue eyes or whatever. And I was like, I'm going to go see this movie again. And yeah, me and my friend saw it. Yeah, I saw it twice. I think I got to say the only one in the series that I saw twice. In the theater.
And this is the only one that I didn't see in the theater. I've seen all the rest. I saw all the rest of the
Apocalypse to the last one.
Yeah.
Okay. No, pretty cool. All right. So Let's go. Let's see what the audience and critics have to say about Resident Evil.
This is one of the most unsurprising scores. And I think all of these will actually have unsurprising scores. This has a 35% with the critics. Very low and not surprising. And then the audience score significantly higher at 67%. This is one of those franchises. And I did not look ahead, so I don't know what the other, I don't know what the other scores are, but I'm going to wager they're all going to be like this because this has always been a franchise that fans and people kind of look at as like a guilty pleasure entertainment and critics always hate. So 35 for critics, 67 for audiences.
I mean, it's very interesting because I know, remember you did a lopsided Rotten Tomatoes and you're like, this is crazy how one is higher than the other. Resident Evil might be the franchise that all of the movies might be a tad higher in one of the scales.
Yeah, off the top of my head, there might be one or two that I think will both be low, but I'm thinking the early ones especially, they're going to be like this. That's my guess. We'll find out next week and as we go on. But
As we go, all right. Well, let's get right to it. Let's get into the actual main review. Lead character, Mila Jovovich. Yep, as Alice.
Yeah, go ahead. She's okay. This is just an okay character. It's just an okay character. You know, watching it again and watching it knowing I'm reviewing it, I think changed. Well, also watching it at my age now, I'm a little older than I was when I used to watch it, a little wiser, and I'm reviewing it and looking at it through the perspective of, okay, let's really break down this movie. This character's just okay. Like Alice, Mila Jovovich, great. I love her. I love The Fifth Element. I've loved her in a lot of movies. She's one of those like genre actresses. Everybody loves her, right? Like nobody's ever like, oh, I hate her. She's like a terrible, and she's not a bad actress. She's fine. But the character as written, there's not much there. Like she's amnesia. So when she wakes up, she doesn't even know who she is. So then you get a little bit of information of her in flashbacks. But the flashbacks are, it seems like they're from like 2 days ago, right? Like it seems like it was just before this happened, maybe a day before. So you get about 2 days worth of knowledge of who this person is. And it's not a lot. You know, she works at Umbrella. You know, she's married to the other guy. And you know that she lives in that mansion. And then she wakes up. And that's really all you get. You don't know if they, what their relationship is really like. Because, well, I'll let you, I don't want to go too much, but you don't really know what their relationship is like because they're both like have amnesia. You don't really get much about her. She all of a sudden knows how to fight. Like in this movie, she goes from being kind of like leery and whatever to then she's like doing karate kicks and stuff like that. So maybe it was starting her memory came back and she's like highly trained or something. But also you don't know what her job, like what's her job at Umbrella? Yeah. They don't say, so there's too many holes where you can't really like super attached to her, but because the actress is good, it still makes her watchable. And I hope that makes sense. I gave her a 3. I put her in the middle because I think the performance is good. Mila Jovovich is great. She's great in the action scenes, but like as a character, there's just, she's okay to go along with, but there's too many holes. Like, you don't really know her. You don't get to know her that much. She doesn't even have a last name. She's just Alice. So I gave her a 3.
Yeah. When it came to this character, I was a little, you know, it's funny. I've seen it twice in the theater and I'm like, oh my God, this movie's amazing. Mad action everywhere. And you absolutely right. When you put on those action movie guys pair of glasses and you start to review movies that you're in love with.
Yeah, the beer goggles come off. The real glasses come on.
Yeah, exactly. You're going, oh my God, like what did I watch back then? I would say this. You're absolutely, everything you said is dead on. This character, I was like, she sucks. I don't want people to really, really think like I'm really going to bash her. I'm not going to bash her. I gave her a 3 too. I think she's a good character. But what I meant was she's like a character that's just like a level 1 and you got to beat the game so she gets more powerful by the second game. Yeah, I agree. She has like the soap opera amnesia that she gets hit with the gas. And then slowly through the movie, she starts to remember how to pick up a gun, how to shoot awesome, how to kick a dog through a window. I was just like, yeah, she knows karate. And I was just like, I was okay with it. But you're right. With a storyline like this, and I guess I'm not a big Resident Evil game fan. Like, I don't play the games much. But looking at it in a point of view of a movie, I'm like, is this a character that could catapult a franchise? Absolutely, yes. But the problem is, I'm thinking Alice is a video game character. Everyone went to see the movie because of the video game. Like, if you really look at it, I mean, we could slap a 2 to this character if it was an actual action movie.
I mean,
but
I was
it's not
nice
because
with
we
my
know,
3, to be honest with you. I was nice.
Yeah. But if you really think about it, right? Like, think about it, Nate. This movie has like 7 extra sequels, right? So, yeah. We can't go, okay, she's horrible. There has to be a reason why they gave it 7. You know what I mean? So will the character get better? We'll find out. I mean, Apocalypse is next week. But I will say this, because if our female leads, I always give the badass. She's not badass. I would give her in the badass meter a 2, to be honest with you. She's a 2. But with that said, look, I gave it a 3. You gave it a 3.
Just to bring up a point, I grew up with Resident Evil 1 and 2. I didn't play anything. I put PlayStation 1, Resident Evil 1, Resident Evil 2. And Alice is not even a character from the games. Nobody in this movie is a character from the games, except for what we're about to get to now, which is villains. Because this is one of those movies where there's 1,000 different villains. They got, first of all, the Umbrella Corporation is a villainous corporation. So they're the big ones. Now, this does have a distinct, like, kind of main antagonist. It's going to be her husband. He turns out to be kind of the bad guy in the group, right? Because she has amnesia, he has amnesia. He remembers that he overheard her telling the girl she was going to get her into the facility so that she can steal the T-virus. And he's the one who, in the beginning, someone does it, but you don't see who. He's the one who throws the T-virus and sets the whole thing off, right? And then he tries to kill them. So he's kind of the main villain. But then you got him. Then you got Umbrella. Then you got zombies, right? There's zombies in this movie. They're villains. Then you got zombie dogs. Then you got the computer system, the Red Queen and her lasers. Then you got the lickers, right? The big monsters that are in these.
The lickers,
yeah,
yes.
The lickers.
And Nemesis.
Nemesis. I'm sorry. Nemesis. But Nemesis. You got those scientists, the ET scientists at the end.
That was mad funny.
With the lab coats and stuff like that. He's like, I gotta take them to the Nemesis project. It's pretty much just like that. Yeah. Get them in the Nemesis project. I hate the dialogue at the end. It just sounds so corny. Anyway, there's a lot of villains. Usually for me, it's a mark off, but for this kind of movie, it works enough. Like, it's fine. He's okay. I think James Purefoy is the name of the actor. He's cool. Like, I've seen him in stuff. He's all right. Is he amazing? No. He's the lead villain. I'd probably give him like a 2. I'm going to give the villain category a 3. It's still not going to be high because if he's your main villain, he's just pretty good or okay. And then Umbrella, like there's no direct connection to the Umbrella Corporation that you could be like, oh, that guy's like an evil genius, right? Yeah. Like if you're watching a Bond movie, like Blofeld is the leader of this thing. There's no Blofeld in this. There's no thing that you could point at. And then the zombies are the slow walking kind of zombies. The lickers are cool, but you know, this is 2002 CGI. So some of it's not great. They did build a practical one that looks kind of cool, but then as soon as it is like a wide shot, it goes back to the CGI one. Yeah. It's not very good. So I'm going to give the villain category a 3. If I was just scoring the guy a 2, but I'll stick with my 3.
Okay. So as the dude himself, I agree. I will give him a 2, 2.5. But as a whole, I gave it a 4. And this is why I gave it a 4. There was mad chaos, right? Because he threw the T-virus. So I was like, that's douche number one. That already gives you 2 points. Then the zombies were actually really cool. I mean, I know they didn't elaborate much on it because this is not that type of Resident Evil movie. But I thought the zombies, the scenes with the zombies were awesome when they first came out. And I was like, and they looked great. It wasn't CGI. It looked practical. And yeah. I said, all right, they went the practical route. It looked great. The little kid, the evil queen, I thought it was good. I mean, she did the famous line in the whole movie. You all gonna die now, hey.
You're all going to die down here.
I loved it. It gave me chills. I said, damn, this is crazy, the little shit. Mm-hmm. And I was like, awesome. The liquor thing, it was whack because it was CGI. So it looked like the Rock from the Mummy, like the mummy. And it didn't work for me, you know?
Yeah.
And there wasn't that much interaction with the liquor, you know? And I think because they didn't have the budget. To be really honest with you.
Oh, this is like a lower budget.
Super movie, low budget, yeah. Mm-hmm. So for me, I felt like with all the elements and with the storyline blending with the villains, you're absolutely right. The movie has nothing to do with the Umbrella Company. It has shit to do with them. Yeah. It just slapped. The bullet had the name on it. The house had the name on it. It was just more of a, what is it called? Like a marketing scheme for Umbrella. That was pretty much what it was. A ploy. For me, I didn't take the Umbrella thing there because you're right. It didn't work for me because there was nothing there. Like, if they show Whisker or whatever his name is, the bad guy, I would have said, oh, damn. Like, that's pretty cool. Like, if he would have pepped up on the thing going, you know, you got to kill everybody. And I'm like, oh, man, this is crazy. I would say fine. But the fact is, in terms of the way the storyline guided everyone and the villains and all this, I was like, you know what? I gave it a 4. It was entertaining for what it was. It was a popcorn flick, summer blockbuster hit. And I said, you know what? I'm going to give it a 4. So for that. Okay. Action scenes.
All right. When I was watching this movie, I texted in our Patreon chat. And I said, this has got to be one of the most 2002 movies that is in existence. It's got to be. Like, there, you go to the year 2002 in your mind. If you were there, you'd be like, this movie pretty much sums up 2002. You got, like, crazy fast cut editing. You got generic rock music score. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, it's not a soundtrack. It's just make-believe rock music that's just for this movie. Like, the ones that you could get on YouTube for free. You know what I mean? Like, public domain rock music. You know, it's just, the technology, like, when they show the screen, they're looking at this little screen. It goes, like, underground and shows you the Hive. And it's like, oh my gosh, this is so 2002. All that being said, the action is also very 2002. Paul W.S. Anderson, behind the camera, I almost want to call him a master of the B movie. I think, to me, he deserves the title. Do all his movies work? Nah. Are some of them bad? Yes. But are they all B movies? Yes. So you take them with a grain of salt, and I think the action fits that. Like, it's okay. It's fine. Like, you get a lot of zombie shooting. Okay. But there's one scene where there's like a lot, like with the machine guns, and they're just like shooting all the zombies and stuff like that. But other than that, you get like, she kicks a dog. She does a jumping karate kick to the dog. You got the laser scene, which is awesome, by the way. That's a great idea. The laser defense thing. Mm-hmm. I love that scene when the guy thinks he's going to do it and it turns into like a fence. He just gets cut into pieces. Love it. That was thrilling and it's violent. And then other than that, it's honestly, you have the train scene at the end with the CGI liquor busting in there. Like, it's all very okay. I gave it a 3. I'm sticking with my 3s here. Like, I just can't see myself going higher. Like, it's just not. And again, the editing's kind of crazy. It's that fast cut. But even if it wasn't fast cut, like, there's nothing so exciting happening that they need to show it. So it's a 3 for me.
Yeah, look, everything you said is right. This shit is bland. This action is like dry toast. Of Ooh, action movies.
That's dry toast.
It's very dry,
no
bro.
No butter?
Just no toast? Butter. It's just straight toast out that's the rough. Toaster oven. this thing is dry as hell. I remember watching that. Damn, this movie does not remember what I remember back then.
That's what I said when I was watching.
And I was like, wait a minute. When the zombies came out and Michelle Rodriguez got bit, and I was just like, interesting. And JP shoots it, right? And
JD.
She shoots like 80 bullets at it. And she was like, well, she's dead now. And I was like, what? First of all, the dialogue in this movie is god-awful. It's atrocious. A lot of one-liners that made no sense. Like, her one-liners were god-awful. And that was one of them. When she was like, she ain't getting up now. And I was just like, what is... Like, who wrote this shit? Come to find out, it was the director, Paul W. Anderson.
But
anyway, in terms of, so the action, so, but like you had that action, and I was like, okay, some parts were awesome when they were all coming out, the zombies. I will say this, the scene that the zombies are all in the pipeline, when they're in the underground, and they all scavenge all together, they all bunched up in that tube, and they all trying to get them, I was like, that's badass. Yeah, but they didn't utilize that. It was like a quick, fast cut. Like, Michelle Rodriguez got bit two times. She picked up the gun, and then they cut, and they were walking on top of the thing. And I was like, did you not know how to end that scene? Like, you understand what I mean? Yeah. Like, I was like, she would have got torn up, because there was zombies in the back, zombies in the front, zombies on the side, and it just cuts, and she's already up there throwing blood on them.
Going, yeah, it was weird. Like that, and not only does it cut, it like fades to black and then comes back like it went to a commercial break and it's at a whole other part. Like,
they were like, we don't know what to do here. Yeah, they did not know how to end that scene. It was like a horrible decision. Smart, but they didn't know how to execute it. They went, they watched it back going, how are we going to get back into, fade to black. There we go.
It was a weirdo scene for sure.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, the Nemesis fight was, the ending, that shit was whack. Mm-hmm. That was so whack. She was holding the tongue to the CGI. She's like, oh, man, right? And the Michelle Rodriguez becomes a zombie. And I was like, wow, this is going to be a pretty good fight between her and the crow. And all of a sudden, I was like, what? He just shot her and she opened the door and it was over. The movie was over. I was like, what kind of shit is this? Like, who ended this movie like this? There was no fight at all. And I was like, that's what got me mad. I gave it a 2. I had to give it a 2. Like, I was going to agree with you on the 3, but then I'm like, you know what? The more I think about it, the action in this movie stinks. Like, it's not good. Like, from what I remember, and I know a lot, I can see a lot of people going, I love Resident Evil. This is a really good movie.
Oh, for sure.
What are you talking about, man? Me and you seen 2 different versions. I don't think I seen 2 different versions. Yeah. This movie got no action.
I think also people say they love this movie and they don't rewatch it very much. It's been 10 years since they saw it, or they liked it when they were in high school. And then, you know.
Yeah, I agree. I'm giving this a 2 because this action was so dry toast. I didn't like it much. All right, storyline.
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought up the sewer scene. First of all, a random sewer. They're in a facility that's underground already. And then all of a sudden now there's like sewers, which doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. But that, you want to talk about not making sense. Michelle Rodriguez got bit like pretty early. 8 hours the hand. Ago. She got bit on the hand, right?
Yeah.
And all she is sweaty. She's just, it makes her sweaty, but she doesn't turn into a zombie, but she gets sweaty. Mm-mm. Now your boy JD gets bit and he turns into a zombie in 30 seconds. Like he gets bit, he turns around and she's like, no, JD. And he's a monster. Why did he turn into a zombie so fast and it took her 7 hours to turn into a zombie? It doesn't make any sense.
I can answer that.
Yeah.
Because she got bit once. JD got torn up by the whole elevator.
Oh, so if you remember, they sucked multiple times.
Multiple times,
faster,
so the virus went through the system faster. I guess that's the way you.
Yeah, maybe, but I'm not buying it. I'm just saying they didn't set that up as a rule. They just, you know, it just happened. So either way, this story is absolutely insane. This is an insane story. This has nothing to do with the game outside of using Umbrella, T-Virus, Raccoon City. You know, name dropping these things. Outside of that, there's no video game characters in this movie, like human characters. You have the dogs, which was straight out of the game, but it felt more like fan service than like logical, like a logical thing. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, you guys remember when you played that game 7 years ago? Look, it's the dogs. It was like that more so than anything else. The script is bad. You're right. The dialogue is bad. Story is just like, if you try to, you can explain it to somebody. So that gets a point. I'll give it credit for that. Like, it's not unexplainable. It just has nothing to do with the game. And even if you don't like the game, it's just like a super duper generic, basic, like sci-fi action movie. Pretty much, I guess is the best way I could do it. This is where I gave it 2. It's in the storyline. I didn't give it a 1 because it's, you can follow it. It's not written so badly that it's like, what? This is like nonsensical, but there's a lot of nonsense in it. If that, you know what I mean? Like there's a lot of goofy, corny nonsense. The dialogue's bad, but it gets you from A to B to C. It's just generic. There's a big corporation. We got to send this team in to get the thing. The team gets picked off one by one. And then there's one survivor. That's 1,000 different movies. So I gave it a 2. It's watchable, but it's not very good.
Yeah, man, I agree. I slapped it a 2 also. I'll be honest with you. Going towards the bottom, there ain't going to be nothing higher than like a 3, to be honest with you. It's a 2. I don't like this storyline. Rewatching it now, I'm like, this storyline is so, you said it right, generic. And I hate generic movies. Now, the funny thing is, we talked about generic movies on The Haywire, where that was a generic, but it was told in a unique way, and it made the movie fun to watch because it was told in a unique way. This movie could have been told at least 1,000 different ways with this storyline, and they absolutely dropped the ball in any other way. And that's, to me, see, because Paul W. Anderson wrote this movie and directed it. That's how you could tell when a director stinks at writing. When the storyline is just, it does not work well. There's actual directors that know how to write scripts and know how to film their own movie. Quentin Tarantino, it's a big one, right? If you really look at his work, you're going, holy crap. Then there's other people that flubber on their work. Zack Snyder is not as strong of a storyteller, but he is a great director behind the camera.
Yeah.
This is very rare when you find a director slash writer that could do both. This Paul W. Anderson did not do a good job of Resident Evil. I felt like he didn't even play the game or got even Capcom to give him at least a reference of what the game is about.
Pointer or something, please.
Yeah, or at least a treatment of the video game, at least, of what, like, how did it go? Because this movie's so bland. Alice, if you would have just made her into whatever character in the video game it was, I would have been like, you know what? That is actually pretty cool. But they wanted to go with Alice, which I like the name. I thought it was pretty cool. She is great. She works. She's a security for the umbrella company for this house, for this, you know, for the thing. Okay, great. But the storyline is so stupid. The guy steals it, throws it, and then now you're playing a murder mystery Resident Evil movie, which by the end of it, you're going, this sucks. Because they did it so poorly that the murder mystery is not, it's like a horror murder mystery that didn't work for me, to be honest with you. Like, who did it? You already know who did it because it's the guy that they caught in the train. Like, duh. 2 to 2 together. So yeah, it didn't work for me. So a 2. All right, what do you think overall?
Yeah, overall, you know, you made a very good point there. This, first of all, this is an action franchise and it should not be. They are horror video games. They are survival horror games. So if you want to properly adapt Resident Evil, it needs to be a horror movie with zombies. Yeah, they're shooting, but I know you said you didn't play much. The first Resident Evil, you just walk around this mansion for hours. Very slowly, you shoot some zombies. They come out and they go like, ooh, and they come after you. You shoot them. Yeah, they make noise like, ooh. You shoot them, and then you're like looking for stuff. You're like looking to find clues and looking to. It is not an action game, right? And Paul W.S. Anderson wrote it's a sci-fi action movie that has zombies in it and has the name. Alice is, you know, she's okay. Mila Jovovich is great. Michelle Rodriguez was cool. Like, I like the cast pretty good. I don't think it was any of their fault. I thought they were all fine. You know what I mean? But this is where it gets weird because at some point here, this movie transcends and becomes what I like to call watchable crap. It ain't good. Okay. It's pretty bad. And yet I did not want to turn it off. I was able to get all the way to the end of the movie. And maybe it's nostalgia. Maybe it's, I've just seen it so many times, but I do think this firmly goes in the watchable crap category. It firmly goes, if you like to use the term guilty pleasure, it firmly goes in there because it's not good. I'm not going to sit here and lie and say, yeah, this is a great movie with great performances and a great story and great action. It's got nothing great. There's zero great things about it. And yet it's watchable. So I'm going to give it a 3, a soft 3, like just a real soft 3, but it's not a great movie. It's got issues. And yet and still, I still find myself being able to get through this. No problem. I had no issues watching it. And it's also good to have a laugh. I feel like if you watch this with your buddies, you'll have a good entertaining time watching a movie. But you will laugh at it a lot. And it's not a comedy.
Oh, no. I mean, you're absolutely. Dude, let me just tell you first. This is watchable crap. I mean, the minute the movie started, I was like, this is watchable crap.
The explanation. The Umbrella Corporation has been building these viruses underground. In the hive. They have all these dumb names for everything.
Let me just tell you something. I thought that narrator was the narrator from the A-Team from the 80s that did the beginning. A group of men. It should have been, right? It was like, a group of high intelligent men had captured from the army. If you can't find them, you can call the A-Team. Yeah. Da, 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 right? Because honestly,
that would have been better.
You're absolutely, I mean, everything you said on your overall is spot on. I thought the same thing. I said, this movie is a piece of shit, but I love the piece of shit. Like, I could, this is really fun to watch. And I thought, and it was like, yeah. Granted, is the characters all stink? Absolutely. But it was a popcorn flick. Now, watching it again, I don't care what happens. Alice is beautiful to look at. She's cool. She's a great actress. It's not like she's a horrible actress. But does she get better with the other movies going down the line? We're going to find out during our watch through of Resident Evil. But right now, yeah. This first movie, it is pure watchable crap. It goes right into watchable crap. And I'm going to say this, though. I am not upset that I spent the money on the box set. I will say that now. Yeah. It's watchable crap. I enjoy it. There's some box sets that I know we purchased that is just pure shit, and we never going to put some of these movies back on. You know what I mean? So with that said, I agree with you. I gave it a 3 also. I'm going to give it the I'm going to slap it watchable crap on it. Yeah. I think it's a guilty pleasure. You know, like you said, I agree with that at 100%. Total points.
Total points for me is a 14 out of 25. Yeah, a lot of problems, a lot of issues, not great, but mostly fun. Right? Like, yeah. Entertaining. Sometimes a movie can be bad and be entertaining. And that's this movie to me. This is not good. But I'm not miserable. And spoiler alert, like, there's movies in this franchise that I hate. And we'll get to them when we get to them. And they're not watchable crap. They're just crap. But this ain't one of them. This one's watchable crap. This one's, it's solid.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I got a 14 also. We're even on this one because yeah. I gave it a lead character 3, main villain a 4, 2, and a 3. Yeah, that's a 14 yep. on my list. So we agree. We both agree. Resident Evil 1 is it's a strong foundation. Not as strong of a foundation, but it's something there to build on for a future franchise. So let's see what happens with the sequel. But other than that, Nate, what is coming up next on the podcast?
All right. So next episode, we're going to be doing a little bit of Charlie's Angels. This is the reboot. It's not a remake, because technically a sequel, but it's a reboot of the Charlie's Angels franchise starring Kristen Stewart and Naomi Scott, Elizabeth Banks. We're going to be doing that one. And then next week, we're moving on to Resident Evil Apocalypse, the blue one, as I like to call it, the one where everything's blue. Yeah, we're going to be doing the blue one. So that's going to be, I'm looking forward to that. It's been a really long time since I've seen it, and I remember liking it more than this first one. Well, we'll see if my old ways betray me and if it's worse. So that's going to be our next two episodes.
Well, if my memory serves me correct, because I agree with you. I'm with you on that boat. I remember
nervous,
the sequel
right?
being better.
It's like, huh? You're now nervous. Like, I thought I liked this one, and it kind of sucked. I remember that one being good.
Is that the one that comes
the one with
Jill Valentine?
Jill Valentine
she shows
comes
up?
In.
Oh,
it had
okay.
that
All
awesome
right, so,
scene where she runs down the building on the screen.
Yeah. Oh, that's, oh my God. Okay, yeah. Okay,
and
so hopefully. I do remember liking it.
Same. With me. I remember saying, this is way better, but we'll find out.
We'll find out on the rewatch. It could become a watchable crap, but duh.
A number two.
A number two. All right, guys. If you want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Netflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Netflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to youtube.com/geeksandflicks for the video version of the podcast, or head over to our official website at www.geeksandflicks.com. Join the Patreon, watch us film your favorite episodes behind the scenes, or hang out with us after we record. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and he is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.